Okay, I call us to order at 4:36.
Thank you.
Does that work?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect.
There are no public comments tonight.
Oh,
are you good?
Always look forward to it.
Yes, we do not have any public comments for tonight. So I'm going to go through the agenda for us. We have a couple things that are adjusted on the agenda so we can make time to get through everything, and you can maybe get out just a little bit early, so we'll see. First thing, actually, the discussion of fifth grade growth and development talks, we're going to wait until Kelly Martin gets here. She had to take care of something real quick. She's one of our elementary nurses. We'll talk about that in just a second once she can get here, so we'll go to one of the other activities first. We're going to do a self-assessment activity for us. Just a review of some different questions that are normally asked. I have them on posters, so then you can rotate through the posters, write down questions you might have, check if you think that we're meeting it or not, or if we need more information. For instance, one of them says, Shaq has developed a vision. I think Shaq developed a vision. You know, we just got right started on taking care of human sexuality materials. We approved those bylaws really quick. That's one of those things I kind of was like a question mark. Ooh, I think we have a vision, but I'm not sure. So I have a question mark by that for us to look at. So the review draft of the annual report, I'm going to send you that by email. So I'm going to send you the draft annual report by email. We'll give it in writing to the board in June. So I'll send you a draft of it by email, and then you can provide feedback. Subcommittee assignments, we're also going to take that off of our time tonight, and we're going to send to you by email. And then you can say, Yarda, I really wanted to do this instead, and we'll switch it around. Overview of coordinated school health, we're actually not going to do tonight. We've already done before. Study of FFA legal and FFA local. I have an activity for us to go around and write questions we may have over those two board policies, primarily the local policy, and we'll give you an update. And then Mr. Moomaw is just going to talk to you all about meetings for the next year. Like, do you like having them on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 5:30? Would you prefer a different day? Would you prefer a different time? We'll just kind of end the meeting with that discussion. Do we want to keep it the same for next year? So the first thing then that we'll start with is a Shaq self-assessment activity. So what I'm going to do is I have five different posters. Some of the questions are really easy, so you get to get up and walk around this time instead of sitting for an hour. And we have some markers, but you can use pen. And so what I'll do is I'm gonna just give me 1 second. I'll put the five posters out, and then I want you to I was gonna number you off, but think if everybody has a partner, like walk around with a partner, start at a poster, and then rotate to the next. And then what you'll look at the questions. Some of them are basic. Some ask a little bit more information. Write down questions you have. If you're like, oh well, this is asking about goals for Shaq. I really wish we did this. Put it on the poster. But that you wish we did this on the poster. We're going to use this as some of our starting activities for next school year. So we're not going to spend hours discussing this tonight. But the information we get from this and the information from our activity over FFA, we're going to use also to kind of start the school year for next year. So I'm going to put those posters. Pick your partner. You should have a partner or somebody close to you.
Yeah, of course. I'm laying.
And you can use your pen, but if you really would like a marker, we have some markers. And are you okay with it? The tables, you may hang them up on the walls. Okay. Tables, I think, are okay. So, try to put them where we spread them out. I lied, there's four. So what we can do is we can actually just rotate the poster. Would y'all rather rotate the poster? Let's rotate the posters. So there's four. So here's one right here.
Yep.
We can discuss it as a group right here. We can move that one down.
Please.
Like it's funny.
It is.
Okay.
So the opposite yes, partial maybe, no, that's not for comments. So do we have an awareness of this?
So thank you for completing the activity. So we got to rotate the posters. I put all the posters up there so you could see. as you can see, you know, we do have a lot when we said yes, and we have a lot that are like not yet, are kind of getting there, partially we're there, and then there's a couple things that we're like, well, we really don't know. We kind of hit the ground running this year, just studying the health peaks and getting mission accomplished and what we needed to get. And so that's why last time you reinforced again what subcommittees you were going to have, wanted to be on, so that we can start to look holistically just at more what we should be doing as a SHAC. A couple of things, fitness gram came up several times, so we are required by the state to give fitness gram in grades 3 through 12. Once we hit high school, we're only required to do it if the kid is enrolled in the PE class or PE substitution class, and so that's when the kids are doing their results. As you could tell by how everybody answered and just the different discussion going around, we have not maybe been the best about sharing back out the parent results. We've completed the state required, like we report the data, but there are actually some parent results we could send out. And based on the discussion, what we can do when we start the year is we can share with you how those parent results can be communicated out. Where I came from, we communicated the results out, but it's a very fine balance because within that, the results normally also calculate a BMI and other things. And there's ways that we can reword sometimes how the letter is. And we can also show growth of the students on those various fitness gram activities if we chose to. And it depends, you know, some school districts implement fitness gram several times a year. Some only do it the one time a year that the state requires. Some do it with every student K through 12, no matter if they're a PE or not. There's just a variety of ways that different districts approach that. So I appreciate you all helping with that activity. We're going to go back now that Ms. Martin is here in case if people have questions. So I wanted to talk to you about where we're at in the fifth grade growth and development talks. So where we are at in the fifth grade growth and development talks is exactly where I stated, which is that we are going to conduct them this year just like we've conducted them all the past years. And even though there's a new law that says you have to opt in, all of our parents have had to opt in. The nurses have worked very hard every school year to get every single parent to say yes or no. Mm-hmm. Nobody is left out. They track everybody down. They're getting the AP to help them. They hunt everybody down for them to say yes or no. Every year, the girls normally get a pad and a thing of deodorant, and the boys get a thing of deodorant. And so since the company that normally sends all that to us, since COVID, they hadn't sent that to us. So we bought basically deodorants, and the student health group, HOSA, that Ms. Mendoza facilitates, helping to put together the stuff for that. So we bought the pads, and so therefore they get the little baggie. The other thing that they always get is they always get a brochure. So here's the thing, the brochure is normally, it's little bitty, like this, and it's normally shrink-wrapped in the little plastic bag that they get with the deodorant or the deodorant in the pad, okay? Little bitty shrink-wrap. And so the part of the teaks that this meets, I have quite a bit of things open here, so let me just... I'll pull it up in just a second here. Let me see it. Okay, it's right here. I'm going to blow it up just so that we understand. So it's this 2B. Okay, so what it says here is health information, and what the growth and development discussion primarily focuses on then is identify and describe changes in the male and female anatomy that occur during puberty. So we separate the boys and girls, right? We have the permission slips from the parents, there's a video, and then all the kids are always sent home with a little brochure. Well, because the company doesn't send that out to us anymore, and we said we wanted to stay the same this year, we have to print the little brochure. So what I've done right now, and I can bring it up here, is I've printed just some copies of the brochures, and you can see how it's cut into little pieces by how it is there. So there's a boy and a girl one. The reason why I'm bringing it to you is because it does say identify and describe the changes in male and female anatomy. For that, There has always been this brochure where there is a picture of their anatomy. Only the boys see the boy ones. Only the girls see the girl ones. Also on the boy one, there's some boy body systems that it talks about. That's part of talking about how you go through puberty. Part of that is in the video that we've shown for over 10 years, as long as you've been here, right? At least. So the, I can open up it so that you can see the brochure up here. But what we wanted you to, we just wanted you to be able to see the brochure because, you know, this is, like you can see right here, this is the girl one. And so it talks about the various changes that girls go through. This is, and this is the book that has always been, it's just been shrink-wrapped in with the deodorant. Your kids brought it home. Who just knows if everybody always saw the shrink wrap? You know, some kids opened it, some kids didn't. The little shrink wrap, and it's in English and Spanish. And so this talks about, and yes, it's from, you know, Always or Procter & Gamble. This is, that's who normally has sent us the stuff in the past. And so this is, for instance, on here, this is the little brochure that has gone home. The nurses and the school staff do not go through the brochure with the kids. The brochure is sent home with the kids. The nurses, they hand it to them. And then, like I said, there's the video. And so this is the girl one. There's a lot more to the girl one. The only other additional thing that's put with the girl one is a period tracker chart, normally, that is also inserted in there. This kind of talks about just how your periods work, more questions about it. There are a variety of brochures from this company, and so I wanted to make sure that Shaq was clearly aware of this is the one that has come in the stuff that has been sent home for several years. There's another one, for instance, that's like the girl one is, I think, 32 pages, and it's a little bit different, and it has a whole bunch of other stuff that goes way beyond just puberty discussion. That's not the one we send home. This is the one we send home. And so what we wanted is, Ms. Martin is here to answer any questions, but the nurses do not go through the brochure. The brochure is sent home with everybody, and then there's a glossary. So the girl one, most people don't really have a lot of shock over. The boy one, sometimes. As people look at it, sometimes people have some concerns around the boy one because it does show a picture of boy anatomy. And part of talking, you know, through it, sweat and healthy hair, like that is a big part of the discussion too, just how much their feet smell as they start to go through. I mean, really, like, you know, and there's different stages of puberty. So as the boys go through puberty, I remember when I went to my pediatrician, well, my last kid, though, he's still in eighth grade, so I'm sure the pediatrician, his name's Dr. Grady. He saw my kids when they were born, and he would say, you know, well, he's in stage whatever. I'm sure you can smell his feet and smell this by now. You know, just all of that right there. So the boy one. And you can tell, very tailored towards fifth grade, about skin, hair, sweat, their anatomy. This is the page. Nobody really has ever called us. Well, I think a lot of times they take the little booklet home, and I don't even know if some of the little booklets are ever open. I think the one that got brought home with my kid got thrown away, and he used the Old Spice, and he got Old Spice deodorant in the package with it. And so these two pages right here, they've always been in the little book. And then there's the glossary of terms. And so I wanted to clarify, you know, that they also, you remember we talked about that the girls and the boys are separate. And then in addition, they collect questions, but it's not like all the kids can just randomly ask out questions. They have a process. And so they let the kids, they write questions down, and then they filter through how they answer the questions. So if there's some elaborate question that's a little bit more sensitive, they're not necessarily going to answer that in front of the whole group. And then that's also meant to help to protect some kids. In rare instances over the years, there have been some questions that have been asked that give the impression that that child has been abused. And so when they do the fifth grade growth and development talks, all hands are on deck. The administrators are there, the counselors are there, the teachers that have been doing this have been doing it for several years. They want to make sure that the kids are very comfortable. They monitor. If they think there's something going on, they move on that pretty quick after we're done with the growth and development talks. And then, like I said, there's the stuff that goes home. And so we wanted to be committed to still do the same exact thing we've done for several years. And so in that, we're going to have to print the books ourselves. And so I wanted to bring the books here to make sure that you all saw the little booklets here first. And then I have to take them to, because we are printing them. I'm not trying to be silly, but I don't think Dr. Allen's really looked at the little books. We've passed them out as they've come in and they've gone home. So I'll take them so that Dr. Allen can see, like, remember, this year we have to print these. We're printing them instead of just getting them from the company. And then as we head into next year, it's just a whole different discussion, remember, again, on how everything is handled. And we already have dates lined up for elementary PE teachers to come in over the summer. Remember how we said with the instructional materials that there would be certain scripted lessons, that we would make sure things are covered a certain way. That's the moving forward. But for right now, it's the traditional growth and development talk with this is what is brought home. Our goal would be for all of this just to be bundled together. The kids, they receive it as they leave. Mm-hmm. They receive it as they leave, and they normally shove it in their backpack and then go home. You have anything to add?
Yarda, are they going to be that size?
Uh-huh. No, I think we're going to have to, to do them full, that is a lot of cutting for to make 300 books look like that, and even though we have some help, I think we're going to have to, we may end up having to print and staple them this size, but I just have to also look at pricing. It may be that they are print and stapled. This is the size they've come home shrink-wrapped in the past.
Right, and you said you've never really gotten calls. You send at home this size?
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be that size. Our goal would be to try to get it printed this way, right here, where it's the same size, because honestly, it fits in the baggie with the deodorant. That's the goal, is for it to fit all in one little thing like it has in the past. This, that doesn't really fit in the baggie and everything like in the past. This is exactly how they've received it in the past, so that's our goal. There is a Spanish version as well, yes.
Can't buy it already printed?
Can't
contact Procter & Gamble?
They're not providing it anymore, already printed.
And there's no copyright issues?
No. Mm-mm. It won't look like there's copyright issues for us. If something happens in the next week and we get, so far we've been told we can take care of all that. But so I didn't know what other questions y'all have for Kelly over growth and development talks, because they start in 2.5 weeks with most of the campuses. And I just wanted to remind you all. And so, you know, there are some parents that opt out. There are some parents that choose not to have their kids participate. And those kids aren't, like, singled out or anything. You know, it's just we split the kids into different groups. I mean, the girls and boys are already going different places, and kids are going all different places. So,
do you have one that's wrapped, like how they were?
We do not have any that are wrapped. We have used, it looks like, every single one. I have contacted all the nurses.
That would help, it sounds like.
Yeah. But this really is the size that we should try to work to have them printed. We may run into a glitch with printing, so it is possible they end up not going, but for right now, that's where we were headed, to keep consistency. But it could end up to where we end up going to start the talks and we run into a glitch with the printing. So we'll see.
So so I'm not missing something completely obvious, but what does it matter what size it is? And her comment about if you send it home this size,
send it home this size, more parents are going to read it because they're going to notice it and read it. Right now, it's coming home shrink-wrapped in that little bag, and half the time it's probably getting thrown away and no one's ever looking at it.
So our objective would be to have it bigger?
My objective is to keep it the same as in the past, and doing it this size fits into the little baggie with the deodorant so that the kids all get one thing, because we're packaging something for over 300 kids. that my, it's not necessarily who reads or whatever, that's just when I'm.
So what is the, what is, what's the objective of?
It is cheaper for us to print it smaller size.
I guess I'm getting at, what, the point of it is to educate, right?
It is.
So we want people to see it, we want people to read it, that's the objective, is that accurate?
Mm-hmm, so we can print it this size and fold it to have it go in, it's just how our printing comes through.
I just wouldn't wanna spend the time and energy doing it if it sounds like the objective is to get it thrown away.
Yeah, no, and that's not the objective is to send it home and send everything, just like we've always done for with the parents. And I've talked to some parents who have used it and have said that they've sat down with their kid at home and they knew the growth and development talk was gonna happen. So when their kid got home, they knew that the talk was gonna happen and they looked at it with their kid. And so the purpose is the discussion around, you know, more things or questions their kid might have over the booklet, that the kid then has everything to take home to be able to talk at home. And I do think, like, this would be the same as we've always done it. I honestly think that the way we're gonna be able to get it printed is this way. Because to do it this, we're gonna have to, the amount of time we're gonna have to spend cutting in that, whereas I can get Office Depot to do it like this real easy for me. So probably it'll be this size. We just have packaged.
Would it be possible to send it as a QR code and parents could just scan it and then look at it online? I mean, is it
that's actually a really good idea. Instead of us spending all the money to print, that is a really good idea. That is a really good idea.
Very good idea.
So I think...
are we required to get the information out to parents?
No, we're not. This is just how we've always done it. But the QR code is a really good idea because right now the district received everything for free and the cost of printing Keller to... I mean, it's a substantial... It is a substantial cost, but we could also say we have print copies available at the school for if a parent wishes to have a print copy, and then we can print a certain number, and then we can do that in English and Spanish. That is a really good idea.
Especially if you were going to print color.
Yeah, and we could print, so we could print it as, and that's part of why we wanted to bring it to you. See, look at that. We could print like an index card with a QR code to the link, and then we could even include the boy and the girl one on the same, you know, on it, and then
maybe even a link to the video.
And then a link we could have
where they could watch it. With
Don't do the same. Don't do QR codes for both.
No, I think they would just be sending it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't either.
I would do it separate.
Yes.
The English and
Spanish.
English and Spanish could be on the same.
For sure.
That's true. Okay. That's a really good, then we're printing, we can print like one color card and have the QR code for English and Spanish. That will do a lot of help in regards to just us consuming the manpower and the cost for printing. And like you said, like I really, I don't want to print a whole bunch that
nobody reads.
We want to do the same we've done, but and so we can, that would be good.
Everything
is digital
though,
now.
It's very easy to ignore a QR code. I mean, if you think it's
it
easy
is.
To ignore the packet, it's super easy
it
to
is,
ignore the
we
QR
can,
code.
It is, but we can also send out the communication to the fifth grade parents like that we did the talk here. Like, we can also send it through email. We can send it through other ways. So
that assumes the parent is going to be your...
It does.
And... I don't know. I wonder if some of the kids go home and read them cover to cover.
Could be.
And how frequently parents actually get involved.
Right.
Because I'm going to guess that less frequently do the parents get involved, but that the information is still there in print if the child is interested in reading about it. I know when I gave my daughter the American Girl body book, it was like, disappear for 3 hours. Read it like the Bible.
Right.
I mean,
but fifth grade kids are going to know how to use a QR code.
Correct.
They're going to read it.
They
have
and they're in the best. I would say that you have the curiosity of the QR code that they're going to want to open it.
So they can use it on their Chromebook.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, two of ours didn't. We never saw this from either one.
I saw the
video.
I knew that the shrink wrap thing got Oklahoma in front of our girl. We never even knew anything.
Then it just looks like they're on Instagram or something crazy.
Yeah. I think they're more likely to read it in a QR code.
Okay.
I feel like two kids might try to hide that because they'll get embarrassed. That
not all showing each other on the bus and laughing.
You know, I think it would take parents, hey, like, on this.
That's a lot more. Okay. I knew that our discussion of this either would lead us to where we could do some of the other items, or we might not be able to do some of the other items, but we felt like that just because there are changes coming into next year, and those are really good suggestions for how to move forward on this, we wanted to just be some feedback and some awareness, just some awareness. And I was curious, like, how many other people had seen or not seen as it had come home. Do y'all have questions for Kelly? Because you're going to start doing the, or do you have anything to add? No? She's very brave.
It's just like the craziest hour of my year every year. Like, I mean, they can
She told me a story that she tells them, like, if you're going to laugh like this.
Because then they laugh, and then all the sound comes out, and then you can't hear the video. So I'm like, I know you're going to laugh. Like, it is fine to laugh, but I want you to, like, be, you know, like, silently laughing. Because it has, like, cartoon letters that say, election.
So. Yeah, we're laughing.
So any of the school nurses are available for questions if you hear a parent have a question after, you know, they've opted in and then they have a question afterwards. All the school nurses are available. There's also a variety of other staff that are the regular staff that help every single year. Nobody's put on the spot to help for a year. Everybody's been doing this for a while. Like I said, the counselors are all involved, others are all involved, and each campus has their own date that they have set for it to happen. And they're starting to send the letters out, so you might start to hear something about the letters going out because they have to collect those.
So I know the curriculum is available, the parents get this, but is the video available for parents to
view? So that's what she brought up, is perhaps the QR code is for both, and so I just have to look for copyright on the video. Okay. The video is a little bit more protected, but let me find out, and I think...
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, it's on YouTube, okay. Well, where I read there was... Yeah, so we'll... Then we're good. So, yeah, we could have the girl QR code and the boy QR code, you know, on their separate cards. So, and it's truly separate deodorant. Easier for y'all to see. Yeah, and we have the different deodorants. So. Oh, okay. And I think they're different color bottles. So, yes.
So even if a parent opts out, do they get the packet?
No. They don't get the packet if they opt out. They've opted out of everything, but if they opt out and then they want one, they could probably, we make enough for everybody, so if they opt out and then they want one, they could see the school nurse to get one.
How many people request additional information about what you're showing?
A lot of times I'll get an email, like the nursing school will go home and then I'll get a call from a parent saying, can I watch the video first, so I'll send the link via email or something, but I would say that happens like just a handful of times every year.
How many people opt out?
Another handful,
five out of 100.
Maybe.
I know that MFE, I think she told me only two or three ever opt out. Yearly, she probably has two or three that opt out, everybody else.
I always have Coach Dave come in with the boys, and so he's not yet.
So we're working on, yes.
His favorite part of the year.
He does an excellent job. He may feel well enough to come up. That may be a something to help him feel well. Any other questions? So I'm going to tell you, if you have specific questions about how it's been done, Kelly is the perfect person to ask questions to, as well as several of our other elementary nurses. But Kelly's done it for years, and she can help to answer questions. Our elementary counselors can also help to answer that. Patty McAlpin, who's the counselor at Colt, Donna Forrest at Highland Lakes, Selena at Marble Falls, Selena nurse at Marble Falls, and Donna nurse at Highland Lakes, Desiree Guthrie, counselor out at Highland Lakes. We have a new counselor at Marble Falls Elementary, but she's done these similar things in previous years. She's very experienced, Miss Will. And then out at Spicewood, Miss Coe, who has lots of experience in doing this, and Amber, who's our new nurse at Spicewood. And we will get to do it this year for the first time with all the others.
She can't wait.
She gets so excited.
Yes. So I'm gonna go ahead and skip through. So I know I told you to study FFA and I had an activity for you, but I am not gonna keep you past time. And so what I'll do is I'll send it out as a survey instead for you to be able to provide some feedback in regards to the wellness. So I'm gonna send this by email. You're gonna get your committee assignments by email. These were different committees. This, I'll send you a survey, but I'm gonna have it chunked into the different components. I had 5 different groups set up, and so I'll chunk it out into those 5 different groups to ask for your feedback. If you have no feedback, it's okay. I won't make all the questions required, so it should help you to be able to do it quickly. COVID-19 update, we're probably having like 1 case a week, district-wide. 1 case a week is where we're at right now. There are people getting tested and there are some people that are sick. Just nurse-wise, I'm seeing that the hospital told me there's a lot of stomach virus going around. Is that really what you're seeing? We're not seeing really anything else right now.
Lice.
Okay, no. Stomach virus and lice. So, on future meetings, to get us out of here, do you want us to just include that on part of the survey? If you like the time, do you want it as a big, okay? Are you good with that?
I don't care. How many total members do we have there?
We have like 42.
So this is a representation of about 50%.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I would want to know is there anybody that is one of the reasons why people don't come to the meeting because it's at 4:30?
Yes.
Would we get less participation if it was an hour later or an hour and a half later, where now it was 9 o'clock when you're done, or what? I don't know what the right answer is.
We have 3 people who don't come because it's Wednesday night and there's church. And then we have a couple people on here that come even though it's Wednesday night, but if we run a meeting past 6 o'clock, they have to leave because they have leadership positions at a church. Mm-hmm. And so so I think that discussion of which night, I don't know if Wednesday, I'm not sure. I don't know if some people aren't coming because it's Wednesday night or because it's at 4:30. There are some shacks that meet during lunch hour, which is, I don't know how, but there are some shacks that meet during lunch hour. There are some shacks that meet like later in the evening on a different night. So we have different options for coming in the next year.
I think Wednesday is aside from the church thing, which we do too, but it's the only night that doesn't have other activities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just wonder I wouldn't want to have a specific, wouldn't want to have people feel like they couldn't come just simply because it was on a certain time.
So we can reach out to the people that haven't been coming to see if it's because it was at this time on Wednesday. Do a survey. We could ask for a survey and ask people. Yeah. And then we'll. Okay. I think we're done. Are you ready to?
Are we finished?
I think so.
So we can adjourn at 5:33?
Yes. Sweet. We don't want to keep going.